Good day. I'm Chetan Ramlal, a senior quant analyst in the Stanlib Systematic Solutions team. For this quarterly update, we will briefly discuss a few high-level macro themes that we are seeing in the market, talk about our current positioning in the Stanlib Enhanced Multi-Style Fund, as well as briefly discuss our outlook for the next quarter. If you look at what's currently unfolding globally, uncertainty remains the name of the game. High inflation prints continue around the world, with most central banks maintaining their hawkish stance. The Fed has continued to be aggressive with rate hikes, as the US economy remains strong, with low unemployment and a very strong dollar. If you look at yield curve activity, this has further fueled recessionary fears in the US, with the Eurozone also revising down GDP growth expectations amidst record levels of inflation. The escalating war in Ukraine has also added to uncertainty and a general sense of unease across global markets. Putin's actions have become increasingly aggressive and unstable, and the threat of a nuclear war continues to loom large. On the Asian front, the Chinese economy has struggled in the face of a resurgence of COVID-19 infections, which have prompted further lockdowns. The demand for iron ore and industrial metals have also decreased as the Chinese economy slows. If you look at SA, the MPC has continued with rate hiking, with the repo rate now back to the 6.25% level. The rhetoric has indicated that this will continue until inflation is materially under control. The recent Transnet port strike that we've seen play out has also severely interrupted supply chains, with exporting miners taking lots of strain. For us in the portfolio, this is quite a risk, given our positioning in materials as one of our largest overweights. Now, if you look at our current positioning in the fund, our two largest sector bets remain materials and communications. We remain significantly overweight materials and underweight communications, which includes NASPERS and Prosus in our classification. The underweight position that we hold in NASPERS has been closed slightly due to the recent buyback activity we've seen, which has inflated the share price. However, the stock still scores quite poorly across the various fundamental metrics that we screen for, and as such, remains our largest underweight. We are also slightly overweight healthcare and consumer discretionary, and remain underweight financials. If you look at stock level, Exxaro, Investec, and Glencore are our top three largest overweights, whilst NASPERS, Impala, and Prosus are our largest three underweights. In line with the investment philosophy, the fund maintains positive exposure to all three main styles of value, quality, and growth, with value continuing to be the largest contributor to relative performance. The momentum behind value has continued, while growth has come off slightly. Looking ahead to the next quarter, it seems clear that the Fed is going to keep going with the rate hikes until a material turnaround is observed in the economy. Talks of a pivot have not been mentioned as yet, but will foreseeably become a discussion point later in 2023. On the unemployment front, the numbers remain low amidst the backdrop of high inflation and a hawkish Fed. The Eurozone remains a region to watch as the ECB continues to grapple with inflation and a more aggressive rate hiking cycle, as they play catch up to the rest of the world in general and the Fed in particular. The current situation in the UK, with the unfolding political instability in the wake of Liz Truss's resignation, looming energy crisis, and a falling pound, is another area of interest. Coming closer to home, SA growth expectations continue to look weak, with Eskom recently announcing an indefinite extension to load shedding on the back of further breakdowns. Thank you for tuning in to this quarter's update, and on behalf of the Stanlib Systematic Solutions team, we look forward to engaging with you again next quarter.